This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is wonderful having everybody here this morning. Hope you're enjoying the beautiful weather. I've had a job that I've needed to do around the house for a couple of months. I've been waiting for good weather. Couldn't give an excuse yesterday because we had the good weather. So. For those of you who might not be aware of it, we are doing a 12-month study on these sheets that I found dealing with different subjects per month. January, we did a new beginning. Last month, we did love. And this month, we're dealing with resting in the Lord. And if you want one of these sheets, they're back there on that back table. They are not a read the Bible in a year. There's only two or three verses per day that you read, and I'm just pulling some of those verses out each week and doing a lesson on it. And like I stated a couple of weeks ago, sorry I wasn't here last week, but I couldn't talk. I had a viral infection in my throat, and I'm still tickled a lot, so I might take some lozenges and hopefully I don't choke on them. So if I do, Vern, you're going to have to give me mouth-to-mouth. But anyway, we've been talking about it, and I mentioned it a couple weeks ago that a lot of these scriptures, over half of them, come from Psalm. And so we're going to be looking at all of today dealing with Psalm. I just started in chapter 9, and we're going to work our way through the chapter with about 13, 14 scriptures that we'll look at. So if you want to, go ahead and in your Bibles, turn to the first one, which is in Psalms 9, verses 9 and 10. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Now, a refuge is a safe place, a safe haven. We see a lot of that during wartime, to where a city gets bombed or attacked, and the people will leave that city and will go to a refuge, a safe place, okay? And that is what this is. God is a safe place, a safe haven for the oppressed. And the oppressed refers to being burdened by abuse of power or authority. It describes a state where individuals or groups face cruel or unjust impositions, restrictions, or harsh exercises of authority of power, okay? So whenever God's people are oppressed, God is our refuge. And again, that's something that we as Christians need to find peace. We need to find rest in that no matter what we face, God is our safe place. Verse 10, and those who know your name will put their trust in you. And we talked about trust a couple of weeks ago, how sometimes it's hard for people to trust other people because they have been let down. Okay? David is telling us here, God is not going to let us down, that we need to put our trust in him. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. People, unfortunately, are going to let us down. Even family will let us down. God has not ever, will not ever let us down. Again, we can find refuge and peace and rest in God. Psalm 13, verses 5 and 6. But I have trusted in your mercy. There again, that is that trust in his mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. Mercy literally means price paid. Jesus paid the price so that we could have mercy. In the Bible, God's mercy means compassion and kindness towards people. His mercy is forgiveness. Mercy triumphs over judgment, but refusing God's mercy is disastrous. Mercy is unmerited. We do not deserve God's mercy, but he gives it to us. And we talked about salvation a couple of weeks ago. Okay? And salvation is a state of being saved or protected. In religion and theology, salvation generally refers to the deliverance of the soul from sin and its consequences. Again, God's mercy gives us that salvation. Verse 6, I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Do you do that during the day? When you realize how good God has been to you, and you know, and you might be thinking, well, bountifully, well, you know, I'm living in a 100-year-old house, my car is 30, 40 years old, and you know, I'm having problems with it. I'm not being bound, you know, God's not blessing me bountifully. Well, compare what you have with a third world country. God has blessed us bountifully. Okay? And so we need to give God praises for that. We need to sing to God. Do you ever do that during the day? Do you ever sing to God? You know, amazing grace, how sweet the sound. You know, he could have sinned 10,000 angels, whatever the song. You know, there's nothing wrong singing it out loud or singing it in your head. You know, to thank God for everything that he has given us. Verse chapter 27, verses 1 through 3. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? With God on our side, with God in our corner, we shouldn't fear anybody. We shouldn't fear the devil and his angels and his demons. They can't touch us with God on our side. You know, the Lord gives us strength. Knowing that God is always there should give us strength, give us peace, give us comfort. You know, why shall I be afraid? We read about this in Romans 8, verses 31 through 33. Prior to these verses, it deals with going from suffering to glory. And these verses here deal with God's everlasting love. Verse 31, what then shall we say to these things? Again, the sufferings that they face. If God is for us, who can be against us? The answer, nobody. Nothing. With God for us, nothing can be against us. And we need to realize that. We need to remember that. We need to remind ourselves of that. God is always there. He's always on our side. He's always protecting us. And with that around us, we shouldn't have to worry about anything. Verse 32, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he, God, not with him, Jesus, also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. And to justify is to show or to prove to be right or reasonable, to declare or make righteous in the sight of God. Again, with God for us, who can be against us? Continuing on in Psalms 27, verse 2. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Of course, David here is talking about his life. Okay? Remember, King Saul was trying to kill him. Chased him all over the countryside. When the wicked came against him, his enemies and his foes, they stumbled and fell. Verse 3, though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. Do you have that confidence all day, every day, when you face the devil? When you face being tempted, when you face trials, when you face temptations, are you confident that you can get through it because God's in your corner? We should. We should find that peace and that rest and that comfort because God is always there. Chapter 28, verses 6 through 9. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplications. What are supplications? We're studying that Sunday morning. Glenn is talking about prayers, and that is a supplication. Supplication is just a form of prayer. The term bears a spirit of reverence and devotion with it. A solemn prayer to a higher power. We read this in Philippians 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. Talk with God. You're facing a struggle. Talk to God. You don't know which way to turn. Talk to God. Go to prayer with God. Ask for help. Ask for guidance. Ask for whatever it is that you need. God is always there. I've mentioned this before. There was a study, I don't know how many years ago, and I don't remember the exact numbers, but the hospitals did a study of people who were there who had had surgery or having problems or whatever. And it was like 70, 80, 90% of the people who believed in God, who prayed, got better and left the hospital sooner than those who did not believe in God and did not pray. Again, having God in your corner is something to cause relaxation and rest and peace in your life. Going back to Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. The Lord is your strength and your shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. Again, here singing to God. Here is giving praise to God for what he has done for us, for how he has blessed us, how he has helped us. There used to be a commercial years ago of an insurance company about how you're in good hands with us. Well, we are in better hands with God. Insurance companies are going to let you down. Years ago, there was a hurricane hit my hometown, and I was on the internet every day looking at it and researching it and watching videos and seeing everything. Well, because Florida was getting hit so hard with so many hurricanes, insurance companies were pulling out of Florida because it was costing them too much money. Well, the governor talked to him and said, look, we need to make, you know, do something because you've got to come back and insure my people. And the only way they would come back was if they dropped flood insurance and made that an add-on that people had to do, and they decided to come back to Florida. Problem was, they did not tell anybody that they no longer had flood insurance, that was an add-on. And so a hurricane hit, and all these people are calling their insurance companies, and there was one report that I read, the guy's house lived in, and if you understand anything about hurricanes, you know anything about them or written around them, most of the damage comes from the tidal surge, especially down in the low-lying areas, and it wipes everything out, nothing but foundations and debris everywhere. And this man called his insurance adjuster, and he came out there, and he looked at it, walked around, okay. All right, your house is totally destroyed, but you didn't have flood insurance. And the guy's, you know, freaking out. What? What do you mean? You're not gonna. Oh, wait a minute. Your flagpole's bent. Okay, here's $75. Nobody in Florida knew that they no longer had flood insurance, and so all these people's homes were washed away by the flood, by the flash flood. You know, the high rise water. And they had no coverage. So don't think you're in good hands with, you know, with people, with the insurance company. But in God, in the hands of God, we have comfort, we have peace, we have rest, we have assurance, we have guarantees. And we'll look more into that later. Verse 8, Psalm 28. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving refuge of his anointed. Who are his anointed? We are. Save your people and bless your inheritance. We talked about this 2 weeks ago. What's our inheritance? Heaven. Shepherd, we talked about 2 weeks ago. Shepherd them also, how Jesus is our shepherd, and bear them up forever. Our inheritance in heaven is forever, an eternity, forever and ever. Okay? Again, that should give us peace and comfort and rest in our souls. Psalm 32:7. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. Selah. You, that's God, is going to be our hiding place. He's going to preserve us from trouble. He's going to surround us with songs of deliverance. God is our refuge. God is our comfort. God is our rest. In God, we will find peace. Nowhere else, maybe, but we will find it in God. What is Selah? That's a word we see 71 times in the book of Psalms. And if you remember when the third chapter of Habakkuk, it was there three times. The question of what Selah is has been debated for centuries. Many have suggested that it means to pause or to reflect. Some people think it means amen. Okay? We don't know. Based on the context, it is generally accepted that Selah is a musical term or some sort, and that it is to provide musical direction. Okay? So they don't really know what that means, but you'll see it. There'll be several scriptures, and it'll say Selah. Several scriptures and say Selah. So it is nothing biblical that we need to be aware of. It could be amen. It could be just a pause. Because remember, Psalm, David, are all songs. And so that could be the ending of that song before you went to the next one. We don't know. But it is there. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Continually. That means we need to continually praise God throughout our day. Do we do that? Or do we forget God when we're at work? Do we only remember him when we say a prayer, maybe at a meal or something? We need to continually praise God for everything that he has given unto us. My soul, verse 2, shall make its boast to the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. We need to be sharing God's word. We need to be sharing how good God is to us. Verse 3, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. You know, to magnify means to make something bigger. You know, you take a magnifying glass, you don't have your glasses on. I did that yesterday. You know, and you got to get find a magnifying glass to read it. Sometimes I'll take my phone out and zoom in, you know, so I can read that small print on the back of a bottle or something. You know, phones are great for everything besides getting phone calls. You know, normally we don't even answer them because we don't want to, you know, but it's great for everything else. But, you know, to magnify means to exalt it, to make it bigger than what it is. And we need to be doing that with God. We need to be magnifying God with people that we know and people that we come in contact with. And it says to let us exalt his name together. Okay? As a congregation, as a family, we need to be exalting his name. Well, what does exalting mean? It means to raise or to elevate, to praise highly, and to glorify, to stimulate the mind or imagination, to increase the intensity of, to fill with joy or delight, to elate. This exalting God's name is a group function. We can do it individually, but it says here, let us exalt. Yes, we could do it by ourselves, but we need to do it as a group. We need to exalt God's name together. And then in verse 34, Psalm 34, we're going to look at our last few scriptures. Verse 4, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from some of my fears. He delivered me from one or two fears. No, I sought the Lord, he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, it doesn't matter what you're facing, doesn't matter what you're struggling with. God hears you, and he's going to deliver you from all your fears. Do you find peace and rest in knowing that? That doesn't matter what you're fearing. Maybe you're scared of the dark and the lights go out in the middle of the night and you're scared. You know, go to God in prayer. Whatever struggle it is, it's not anything bigger than what God can handle. Go to God in prayer. He will help you with that. And then verses 6 and 7. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Again, the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers him. Now, some people will read this verse and they'll say, see, here's a verse that says that we have a guardian angel. And I'm not going to get into that this morning. There are scriptures that talk about this, okay? But people will use that and say, see here, the angel of the Lord is encamped around us and for those who fear him and will deliver them. But again, God is there. He's going to help us. And he's going to deliver us from our fears if we let him. I got to looking at all these scriptures and I realized that they could be divided up into two groups of the sayings that we just read. The first group of sayings that I had highlighted and underlined come from God and what God is doing for us. So let's look at those. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. Now, I'm not going to explain all of these again because we already have, but that God is going to be our refuge. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. God will never, ever forsake us for those who seek him. God has dealt bountifully with me. Again, you might not think so, but compared to other people, God has blessed us tremendously. And we need to thank God for that. The Lord is my light and my salvation. He's always there. He is our light. He is also our strength of my life. He has heard the voice of my prayers, our supplications. And the Lord is my strength and my shield. And this is what God has promised us. And we should find peace and rest and comfort and all these things that God does for you, each and every one of us. The next grouping of sayings is from us and what we should be doing. I have trusted in your mercy, O Lord. I'm going to sing to you. I'm so happy for everything that you have given me, everything you have blessed me with. I'm going to sing a song. If you don't know what song to sing, go to Psalms. and read a Song of David. Whom shall I fear? With God on our side, with God in our corner, we can't fear, we shouldn't fear anybody. My heart shall not fear. I will be confident. Maybe you're meek, maybe you're mild, maybe you're timid, okay, an introvert, and that's fine. But with God on our side, we should be confident. With my song, again, I'm going to praise God. I will bless the Lord at all times. Not just when I say a prayer for a meal, not just when I'm here on Sunday or Wednesday, okay? We should be praising God and blessing God all the time. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let me magnify God's word. Let me share God's word. Let me tell everybody about God and his saving grace. And let us exalt his name together as a group. That's a group thing, okay? Together as a family, we need to be praising God. And I sought the Lord, and he heard me. God, busy God, the creator of the world, listens to poor little old me when I go to him in prayer. And that's what we need to do. This ends our second lesson on dealing with God being our resting place and giving us our comfort. Again, if you don't have one of those sheets, feel free to pick one up in the back, and we will look at several more verses next week and continue our study on finding rest and peace in God. If there's any way that we can help you this morning, let us know. Let us help you as a family. If you need prayers, that's what we're here for, to help each other and to pray for each other and to encourage each other. Let your wishes be known. Or maybe you haven't put Christ on, and that is something that you realize that you need to do to get rid of your sin problems so that you can have that everlasting inheritance with God in heaven. Please let your wishes be known as together we stand and sing.